You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Donna, what's going on today?
So glad to talk to you guys. You know, I went to pick up my son from school, and I was talking to him, and he said that he wanted to get his hair cut in like his friends have, in a blue mohawk. And I said, you know, sure, okay, what's the big deal? You know, he's a good student. I thought, you know, this is what kids do. And he just started 10th grade, and I thought, you know, he wants to be cool with his friends and all that. The thing is this, my husband, Jim, he is so, like, against it. Like, he said, there's just, you know, he just doesn't want it. I mean, he's, like, adamant, like, almost yelling adamant. And I want to get your guys' opinion, you know?
I've been seeing this so much lately with girls. Like, they're getting the bottoms of their hair purple and pink.
Yeah,
and stuff.
The
like
different colors, that type
younger.
Of stuff. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, as long as they're doing their schoolwork and stuff like that, it's just a hair. Style, right?
Right, that's what I said. That's great, because that's exactly what I said. He just wanted something different that he was trying to find himself. You know, he's 15 years old. He started 10th grade. It'll be a phase. It's not like the end of the world. I think you have to pick your battles, right?
Yeah, hold on. Let's call your husband, okay?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hi, Jim?
Yes?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, Jim. We're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. I want to let you know that we got a phone call from your wife, Donna, who tells us that you're not stoked about Junior's new haircut that he wants to get. A blue mohawk is what he's got his eyes on, and you say, nope, not happening. What's going on?
I say absolutely no freaking way. First of all, it'll look ridiculous. And kids that do stuff, you know, everybody starts looking at them like they're freaks and making fun of them. And I think he's doing the whole thing just as kind of a slap in my face because, you know, I'm a military guy and that's complete, you know, opposite of what I would be and what I would stand for.
I understand, right. You're still on guard one on the hair, right? Totally tight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Tight, no neck hair, no sideburns. And do you rock the mustache or not? Because that mustache would be tight if you had it.
No. Clean shaven here, clean shaven.
Huh.
I just think he's going to subject himself to humiliation, and he's 15, he lives under my roof, and I don't want it to happen.
Jim, look, here's the thing. He's doing great in school. There's nothing wrong with him having, like, a haircut, you know?
It's not a haircut. He wants to dye his hair blue. I mean, that's not normal stuff.
It's just a thing. He just wants to go to school and look cool like his friends.
Yeah, well, some of his friends look like idiots.
All right.
Oh, come on, Jim.
Well, what we do here, guys, is we put things to a vote, and we can see what our audience says. They may agree with you, Jim, and that he lives under your roof, and that this is kind of what you believe to be right. And if you don't want him to have a blue mohawk because it's silly and you think he's doing it to spite you, you have every right to say so. You're his dad. But they may agree with her, Jim, and say that, you know what? If you start putting your foot down about things like this, it's just going to be him rebelling more, and that may not be what you want either.
Well, I just think it's ridiculous.
You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure, yes.
She's got me on this one.
All right, give us a call. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999.
We're on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. If your son came home 15 years old and said, I want like one of those really cool blue mohawks, right? Which kind of sounds cliche because it's like, who wants a blue mohawk? But I've noticed it lately that really has been the trend, even with the girls when they're just dyeing the bottoms of their hair a different color, like blue and pink and purple and things like that. It's coming back into style.
Sure, I guess.
And dad says, no way. Like, there's no way he can do this. Mom says, what's a big deal? Let him do it. He says he's doing it purposely to spite him because he's a military guy and he knows that he doesn't want it. It's his house, all that kind of stuff.
Listen, I think that dyeing your hair is one thing. I think that a mohawk even is one thing, depending on how big it is, how tall it is, that kind of thing. When you kind of put the two of them together, it kind of says a different thing.
And does it?
Yeah, I think it does.
I don't know.
And I'm a guy with piercings and tattoos and all over the place, and I totally think you should express yourself.
Right.
But in high school, I had some limitations. My parents didn't let me do whatever I wanted to with my look. And I do think that no matter what we say, as teachers, adults, or whatever, the truth is we all have biases. And when we see things, we all have an opinion.
I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. Deanna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Good morning. I'm on the husband's side. I know as a parent, sometimes you just put your foot down and you say no, and it's no.
Yeah, you want to be, the cool parents at the same time. You want to do what's smart for your kid. And if you just think it's a terrible idea, you know, getting around that idea for that doesn't make much sense.
You know, she's all worried about how he's going to feel. A lot of times it passes pretty quickly.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I think that he's teaching him a really bad lesson about life. You're caring what people think. And I'm on the wife side.
Yeah, you know, like, I get all of that. I also think that I was so not allowed to do things growing up. I had such strict parents that it made me rebel later. And I think when it's something like this, you put your foot down for important things. But is this really one of them, the way he cuts his hair?
Could be a door-opening thing, though. You don't understand. So this time it's one thing, and the next time it's something else.
I got my first tattoo the second I turned 18 because I could.
Right.
You know?
But you still hide it from the world.
Well, that's true. We want to hear from you. Call us. Two words, Raven.
What's that?
Sunnin. Do you remember Sunnin?
I do. You sprayed it in your hair, right? And it turned into blonde.
Yep. When I was about, I had to be like 15 or 16 years old, I wanted to get highlights. Everybody, all my friends were getting highlights,
right.
You know?
I remember that time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, my parents were like, no, you're too little to dye your hair, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So me and my cousin Angela went and we went to CVS and we bought Sunnin. Now, of course, we were young and stupid, so we sprayed the whole bottle.
So you just started spraying it like crazy in there, right? Because you're waiting for it to instantly change.
Yep.
And that's
yep.
not the way it works. You got to wait till the next morning or whatever, right?
Correct. So the whole day we're at the beach and we're spraying it and we don't know. We're hiding it from our parents.
Right.
We're like, it's not working. It's not working. The next morning we wake up. My hair is white. It is white blonde. And Angela's hair, she's dark hair, she's a brunette, was bright red.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Star 99.9, today's best mix. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. And that was our way to rebel. And it was awful.
I love it.
I think I always say that single day ruined my hair for the rest of my life. It's never been silky again since that day. But it goes to show, like, sometimes when teenagers get things in their head and they want to do it, they're going to find a way to do it anyway. And I always think, like, if you just would have let me highlight my hair, Mom.
So I had something like that to all the guys, same thing. He was getting the highlights at a certain age, right?
Yeah.
So what I did was, I didn't have any sun in, so I used a little bit of my mom's bleaching mustache stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I put that right in here on the sides. Had like a little something on the sides there. And I remember like the next couple days, people were like, did you go to a salon for that? Like, what? They were trying to figure out what happened there. You know what I mean?
Frosted tips in sync. Backstreet Boys, let's do it. Jim does not
right
want
here.
Their 15-year-old
right
son to get a blue mohawk. Mom says, it's like, that's what the kids are into. What's the big deal? He's not hurting anybody. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Dana and Raven, whose side are you on?
Good morning. I believe on the husband's side. We live in rebellious times, and as parents, we need to put our foot down in certain things because all the kids, they want to be expressing themselves, and they express themselves too much.
I'm on mom's side. It's only hair. It's going to grow back. You can't judge a book by its cover.
I'm on his side, and I'm going to speak from a more of a personal perspective because my 14-year-old has asked me the same thing for many years, and it's not a new haircut. And no, I said no. It was a teaching moment for both of us because do you want to do what everybody else does or do you want to do something different? If you would have asked something completely different, I would probably say yes. But the point is, he wants to be like everybody else. And you know what? He got that point and he didn't do it.
I think that is a great point. Is what he's doing is not expressing himself. He already said he just wants to be like his friend. He's following somebody.
Yeah, he's a follower.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the father's side. If you allow this to happen just because his friends are doing it, there's going to be other things that he's going to want to try because his friends are doing it. So I agree with the father 100%.
I'm on her side. It's only a phase. Teenagers do this. Her hair grows back. He needs to just chill out and let his son have some fun.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back in the Honda of Westport Couples Court, it's Jim and Donna. And Jim, our audience agreed with you. It's your house. If he's doing this despite you, that's not cool. You're his father. And if you don't think this is appropriate for him at 15 years old, then Donna, you got to stick by your man. And then that's what he decided. But I got to tell you, this had to be one of the closest ones we've had in a long time.
Okay, I guess that's what they picked. He won't
be happy
about it.
Are you going to support me on this, honey?
I always do. Okay. But he won't be happy about it, I got to tell you.
Oh, when he's 18, he can move out and make his hair whatever color he wants.
Right. Like a rainbow. Fantastic.
Well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.
You know, saving money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.